Unit 12. Diseases and social problems. Part 1. Expressions. 1. You really should stop smoking. 2. I don't smoke too much, though. 3. He died of lung cancer. 4. Did you hear about John? 5. Supposedly, it was the first time he did heroin. 6. I suppose that's true. 7. We shouldn't take any more chances. 8. I always want to do it. 9. Go get some work done. 10. You know how scared we were about getting pregnant last time. 2. Dialogues. 1. A heavy smoker.
You really should stop smoking, you know.
I know, I know. I don't smoke too much, though.
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
About a pack. More if I drink.
Wow. You're really a heavy smoker.
No, I'm not. My father smoked 2 packs a day for 40 years.
He died of lung cancer, right?
Yeah, you're right. I really should stop smoking.
Two. Overdose.
Did you hear about John?
No. What happened?
He overdosed on heroin.
Oh my God. He used drugs?
I guess so. Supposedly, it was the first time he did heroin.
His poor family.
Yeah.
Three. Getting pregnant. I really think we should make sure we use a condom from now on.
Why?
You don't know how scared we were about getting pregnant last time.
I suppose that's true.
We're really stupid not to use one.
I got tested for AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases 2 months before we started dating. You know that.
I know, but it can take up to 6 months for some STDs to show up on the test. We shouldn't take any more chances.
All right. You're right.
Okay.
Part 4. Monologue. Sexually transmitted disease, or STD, is a serious social problem facing the world today. Fortunately, education can do a lot to control this problem. Education is particularly important for diseases such as AIDS and herpes, for which no cure exists. We must educate our society's sexually active citizens to prevent the spread of these diseases. At the very least, we should make it clear that the use of a condom during sex will keep people from getting these diseases. We should also try to calm people's fears. For example, we must make it clear they cannot get AIDS by doing certain things, such as kissing or sharing a meal. We cannot guarantee that people will listen, but the effort must be made to let them know what the dangers are and how to prevent them. Dr. Ann Motz, U.S. Center for Disease Control.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。